WVON's Black History Month feature is brought to you by our good friends at Verizon and BMOA.
Hi, this is Tom Brown, president of the Black McDonald Operators Association. BMOA is proud to sponsor WVON's Black History Month series, Memoirs, Personal Moments in Our History. At McDonald's, we remain deeply rooted in the communities we serve, and we celebrate Black achievement 365 days a year.
I don't know anything else that I'm qualified to do, that I have the ability, the talent to do, that I could do that gives me as much fun. If I could sing, if I could perform, if I could be a musician, I have enough sense to know, keep your day job, kid.
Ed Bradley was a broadcast journalist for CBS News and a co-host of the weekly news magazine, 60 Minutes. During his 39-year career, Bradley interviewed a wide range of personalities and topics, the most infamous being his coverage of the Vietnam War, former President Jimmy Carter's presidential campaign, and probing interviews with Lena Horne and Michael Jackson. Ed Bradley inspired and informed millions across our nation and around the world, so much so that he was once named the most trusted TV news personality in 1995. 60 Minutes news correspondent Byron Pitt speaks on Bradley's legacy and exquisite style.
Ed Bradley is the reason many journalists of color decided to become journalists, because Ed Bradley showed the generation it was possible to work at the highest level in journalism. He encouraged people, he inspired people, he motivated people. He certainly did all those things for me. But beyond what Ed Bradley meant to people of color, he meant a great deal to this nation. Ed Bradley, with his style, with his elegance, with his tenacity, showed the nation what good journalism looks like. He was a guy who was always in control, always respectful of people. Ed Bradley proved that you can be a tough journalist without being a nasty person. When I did my first piece for 60 Minutes, people were very complimentary about it, and Ed emailed me and said, let's go to lunch to talk about it. So we go to lunch, and he spends about a wonderful 5 minutes telling me how terrific the piece was. And then he spent about an hour and 20 minutes telling me what was wrong with it. It was a great conversation, like talking to your favorite uncle who's teaching how to play baseball, and he's talking to you about how to hit the curveball. And it's a conversation in great detail about the nuances of broadcast journalism and the keys to doing a good interview. It was wonderful. We had sort of a standing lunch date. We'd get together for lunch about once a month or so, depending on his travel schedule, and we would often talk about war and journalism in general and my career path in particular. I remember going to lunch with Ed at one of his favorite restaurants in New York, and there was always Ed Bradley's table. And I remember we'd sit down for lunch, and when I talked, the restaurant would kind of go on and people would have their own conversations. But I noticed on some occasions when Ed Bradley would speak, people at the neighboring tables would stop their conversation and lean into our table to hear what Ed Bradley had to say. And I would notice when he would come into the restaurant for lunch, he would glide in, not walk, the rest of us walking, Ed Bradley would glide in, and people would stop and whisper and say, here goes Ed Bradley. He was a special man, and he carried himself in a great way.
Ed Bradley, Memoirs, Private Moments in Our History.